From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. It's been a busy year for the Boise Airport. It opened a new parking garage in August, which increased long-term parking capacity by more than 50%. Passenger numbers are up as well, and more airlines are signing up to fly in and out of the city. An employee parking garage should open next year, and a new concourse is on the horizon. In fact, it could start construction by 2026. So we wanted to check in with Airport Director Rebecca Hupp to find out how the airport is doing post-COVID as we jump right into the holiday travel season. Rebecca, it's really nice to have you back on the program.
Good afternoon, Gemma. Thank you for inviting me.
So I want to start with the new East Parking Garage, which opened in August. I have to say I've used it already, and I love the new walkway as well. But how big is it, and how badly did you need this new parking garage?
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, and it actually has 1,170 new parking spaces. And I will say, since we've opened it, I think it's probably ranged from anywhere from 50% to 90% full. So we have seen tremendous adoption of the new parking garage, and passengers are certainly using it.
So let's talk about 2022, because my understanding is that this was a record year for the airport. I mean, with upwards of 4.5 million passengers coming through the airport.
Yes, 2022 was an all-time record. We exceeded our previous record, which was just pre-pandemic in 2019, by 9%. And so 2019 was the first year that we had exceeded 4 million passengers. Last year, we had just shy of 4.5 million passengers. And we think that this year we'll be on track to be almost at 5 million passengers. So dramatic increases in a very short period of time.
Wow. I mean, that seems almost, unheard of. And, you know, let's talk about how long you've been with the airport and really the expansion that we've seen over that time. I mean, I want to take people way back for a minute. When I first moved here in 1999, you could drive up and use metered parking literally right outside of the airport for folks who have a, you know, may not have been here as long as I have.
I've had the honor of being the airport director since 2012. And when I first started in Boise in 2012, we had about 1.2 or 1.3 million passengers a year. So we have literally almost doubled in size in terms of the number of passengers that are using our airport in just a little over a decade. And it
That's
is
really
phenomenal
incredible.
Growth. It is not. I think sometimes when we're in Boise, we forget that mm-hmm. this is not everyone's experience. And Boise really is, I think, leading the country as one of the fastest growing airports.
I mean, it's really phenomenal to see. I mean, to the point where you are having to build a new employee parking garage, along with a consolidated rental car center. So can we talk a little bit about that? Because were both of those buildings on like the need list, or did this kind of all of a sudden come to fruition? Like, you know what, we need to actually make these changes as well.
So in 2017, we updated our master plan, which is a 20-year look forward of what we think the airport will need in terms of facilities and infrastructure. And these were identified as things that would probably be needed in the 2025 to 2030 timeframe. And I think just because of the exponential growth, we've had to expedite these projects. And there are a number of things that go into the order of operations, if you will, for when we build which projects. Part of it is mm-hmm. driven by demand, such as our parking garage, but the consolidated rental car is desperately needed. And then the employee parking garage is being driven by the fact that where a number of employees are parking today is where our future concourse expansion will go. So before we can add a concourse, we need to relocate our rental cars and our employee parking. So that way we can make way for future expansion to accommodate additional flights and potentially new airlines.
So I want to talk a little bit more about this new concourse. But first, let's start with how many airlines fly in and out of the airport right now.
Right now, we have 8 airlines that fly out of the airport. And I think it's worth noting that four airlines across the country have about 80% of all of the market share for domestic passengers. And so that would be American, Delta, Southwest, and United combined control about 80% of the market share. So we have all of those carriers. We also have Alaska Airlines, which in fact is our largest carrier. And then we have three what they call ultra low-cost carriers, and those include Allegiant, Avelo, and Spirit. And then we're expecting that Sun Country will start service this summer. So by June, we'll have nine airlines that serve the Boise Airport.
So with this new concourse, and it looks like it would start building in 2026, where is the need for that? And what I mean by that is, does that mean more airlines would come in, or does it mean maybe some of the airlines that are already there would be adding more service, or is it both?
It is definitely both. I would say realistically, given that we already have nine carriers that serve our airport, and again, four of them control 80% of the domestic market share, I think it's likely we would see the existing carriers add service. There are a couple of carriers that we could talk to and airlines that we could talk to about potentially coming to Boise. You know, Frontier comes to mind, JetBlue, obviously, with their proposed merger with Spirit, and then also Breeze, which is a new ultra low cost carrier, we think could be an option. But I think the vast majority of increase in service would come from existing airlines.
So is construction on track then to begin in 2026? And then how long would this project last?
We are getting ready to issue a request for proposals for the design of the new concourse. And so we'll begin design in 2024. Before we can begin actual construction of the concourse itself, again, we have to complete that employee parking garage, which, as you mentioned, is our target to be completed in March of 24. And then also the consolidated rental car facility, which is going to be most likely a two-year construction period.
So the Idaho Statesman wrote this week about trying to get a nonstop flight to Washington, D.C. How important is it to have nonstop flights to the East Coast when it comes to the Boise Airport?
When you look at our air service predominantly flies to the West just because of our geographic location. And so we have more service going west than we do going east, and we do have demand for additional eastbound travel. Washington, D.C., as our nation's capital, is a significant nonstop destination, is a significant destination of interest for our community. It's in perhaps one of our largest destinations that does not currently have nonstop service. But it's important to note that literally it will require an act of Congress for Boise to be able to have nonstop service to DCA.
And why is that?
There is a somewhat antiquated rule around DCA that was implemented in the 1960s that says that you cannot fly nonstop anywhere beyond 1,250 miles from DCA. And so, obviously, Boise is more than 1,250 miles from Washington, D.C. And then you also have to combine it with, it's one of a handful of airports that also has slot restrictions on it, meaning there's a certain limited number of landings and takeoffs that can occur. And so it's within Congress's power to make those changes, but it does literally, again, require an act of Congress to make that happen.
So I only have about 2 minutes left with you, and I want to quickly talk about holiday travel. What kind of volume are you expecting between Thanksgiving and New Year's?
Interestingly, one of the ways that we project passenger travel and how busy we're going to be is we look at the number of people who are transiting through our security checkpoint. And I would say that in 2019, on a normal day or even a busy day, we would see about 8,000 passengers through our security screening checkpoint. In 2023, we have had multiple days where we've exceeded 9,000 passengers through the checkpoint. And I expect that we will see that level of travel, if not a little bit more, during the Thanksgiving holiday.
What are you most looking forward to as the Boise Airport continues to grow?
I'm most looking forward to being able to provide our community the air service that they would like to see, to be able to help Boise continue to grow and be a prosperous, attractive place where people really want to live and visit.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about this. I tell you, it's not that little Boise Airport that it was 20 years ago.
No, it is not. But hopefully people think it still has the same charm and convenience, but perhaps with just some more amenities.
Yeah, no, I we're very lucky to have it. So I want to thank you again. We've been talking with Airport Director Rebecca Hupp about growth as well as holiday travel at the Boise Airport. So be prepared, folks, if you're going to be traveling over the holiday season. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.